How do you feel? The title of the talk today is May the Pause Be With You. I chose this title because it's a bit of a pun on the Star Wars, May the Force Be With You. I use this play of words because pause is the opposite of force, and yet often is a lot more powerful than force. A lot of arguments and possibly wars will be stopped if we use the power of pause. Pause is defined as a temporary stop or rest, cessation of activity. It's also defined as a conscious slowing down, a space maker between the stimulus and the response. Force is defined as something done with violence, coercion, using physical strength. Using physical strength to make someone do something which they would not have otherwise done but for the force. Force also applies when we make unreasonable demands of ourselves. As Buddhists, one of our precepts is to abstain from causing harm or violence. Hence, being able to pause is a gift to ourselves. If we can achieve the same goals by using the power of pause instead of force. In today's modern world of superlatives, getting as many things done as possible in the shortest time possible, trying to achieve as much as possible, we want to do our best, but we want to do it yesterday. And we think we have no time to pause, and as a result, we suffer from stress, being burnt out, being perpetually tired, anxiety. I cannot emphasize how important the power of pause or pauses are in our daily lives. Interestingly, our body would tell us when to pause when we get physically tired. So the analogy would be if you went running, you know, we're running and we're really, really tired and we're running and we got to go uphill and run. We're so tired, if we continue, we'll collapse. What do? We naturally pause for a while. We take our drink. We take deep breaths, wipe our perspiration, refresh and recharge. Then we can consciously decide, do we want to continue running or do we want to walk? This pause gives us time to make choices. Similarly, our minds are constantly running, racing round in circles. We get stressed, we get agitated. And in most cases, we forget that we can pause, we can permit ourselves to pause. And when we allow ourselves to pause, we can make that wonderful decision whether we want to continue this or not. Pausing can help us in so many ways in our lives. When you're busy from work, you know, too busy with your work schedules, take pauses, 10 minutes a few times a day, and you reset, you refresh and reset, and actually you become more productive. pause, refresh, and recharge. Another way we can pause is in anger management. We create the space between the stimulus and the response. When we are in a situation when we feel anger arising, pause, count 1 to 10, breathe in, breathe out. When we are in the middle of an argument or an uncomfortable confrontation, it's easy to say something we don't mean. In the heat of the moment, we may say something which we would later regret. So pause, ask ourselves, is there a more compassionate way to communicate the message? And then proceed with mindfulness. Let the pause be an opportunity to deepen our capacity to choose to react differently. There is a link between force and anger. Anger is a symptom of feeling loss of control of a situation. The angry person tries to regain control with the use of force or threat of use of force. The Buddha said, hatred is never appeased by hatred. Hatred is appeased by love. If we can give ourselves the gift of the pause, we have time to reflect or contemplate why that angry person is behaving in the way he or she is. We may even empathize with that person. Pauses give us time to refrain from saying things which we might do and then regret later. Freedom to understand that this anger is not me. It's just a feeling that I'm experiencing now, this temporary state of mind, and it too will pass. Feeling frazzled or indecisive and your mind is everywhere, take time to pause and you recollect your thoughts. Come back to your breath and you'll have a clearer mind. When we're having a tough time in life, for example, a few days ago, I spoke to a friend who recently left Perth to go into state to study and to work. Several unfortunate events happened and it culminated with her meeting with an accident, and she injured her feet and she had to be in crutches. She couldn't walk, she was alone, and she was in a vulnerable position. When we spoke, she didn't realize that she could actually pause. She could use this opportunity to pause, refresh, and recharge. She could pause and make choices. She could come back to Perth for a rest, and she wanted to, she could go back interstate to continue with her studies and her work. In relationships, many people stay in bad relationships, whether with their friends or with their partner, out of fear of being alone. Give ourselves the opportunity to pause from that relationship for clarity of mind to evaluate things. In making decisions, give ourselves that pause. Sometimes the pause will tell us that the choice for us would be to say no. No to be with the wrong company, no to doing something that we don't feel comfortable with. Have a relationship with pause. Most of us are uncomfortable with pauses or gaps, even in conversation. And we need to feel that silence or that gap with the ahs and ums. So it's a good way of checking our relationship with silence. When we are in conversation, just check whether we are always filling in the gaps because we feel uncomfortable with the silence. Interestingly, I recently found out that pauses are important in public speaking. It not only does away with the ums and the ahs, but when we are uncomfortable with silence, we feel like we need to fill the gaps. Pauses can let people know that we're about to say something important. And Mark Twain said, "The right word may be effective, but no word was ever as effective as a rightly timed pause." I myself understood the immense power of pause when I was going through grief after my son died. I was a grieving mom. My mind was roller coasting through the stages of grief, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, so much pain and suffering. And my mind was racing from the past, you know, regrets, guilt, causing depression of the what of the could have, should have, to the future of anxiety, fear, worry. What if? It was impossible to be in the present moment. I had to pause. I had to take time from my work, pause from association with people that I felt would make me more depressed or anxious, pause from the daily activities, just sit quietly, breathing in, breathing out. Through several sessions a day by myself, after many months, I began to notice the pauses in my breath, between the in-breaths and the out-breaths. My mind became more peaceful, and I was even able to pause from the persona as a grieving mother and just to embrace the moment. The pauses from my busyness helped me to find space and time to read the suttas, reflect and contemplate on the Buddha's teachings. This really helped me find peace and appreciate and love unconditionally. When there were more pauses than grief, I knew I was healing. The power of these pauses helped me reflect, contemplate the nature of the world and the meaning of my life. Daily meditation is a form of pause. Taking time, being in silence, we don't have to fill the awkward moments in our lives with background noise just because we're uncomfortable with silence. I've noticed that many people have the radio and TV on, even though they're not listening or watching the TV, because silence is awkward and people want to be distracted from looking inwards and from being the observer. Pauses help us stop our busyness and make us more observant and more aware of what's happening. You know, this is being live streamed, so if there are any students out there listening and you're stressed because of your studies, actually pauses help you to do better. I remember as a student many, many years ago, I was always one of those anxious students who had to study right to the last moment, even till I walked into the exam hall, because just in case I missed out something, so I studied very hard. But there was one year, it was in my final year of high school, I decided to take a pause from studies. So the day before the exams, I decided, no, I'm going to take a break. I'm just going to relax. So I didn't study for the whole day before an exam, which is very uncharacteristic of me. Next day I went for the exam. It was a history exam. And I got the highest mark in the whole school. So I got the school history prize for the only year I decided to take a pause before the exam. So, you know, pauses actually help you to do better. Pauses allow us to understand ourselves, and by doing so, we learn that we have to love ourselves first before we can spread the love to others. Some of the examples of how Buddhists practice the pause is through meditation, the practice of mindfulness, noble silence, reflection, contemplation, and going for retreats. The image of the Buddha sitting here is a powerful and universal symbol of pause. Thank you. If you have any questions, I'm happy to talk. Otherwise, the pause is just as good. What are your experiences with the pause? Yes. Would you like to use the microphone so it's being live streamed so others can hear you? If you don't mind. Yes.
So conditioning, I find that when I'm sort of just in my day, I'm just doing my normal stuff, which is my conditioned behaviour, basically. Now and again, I just stop, freeze. I got this technique when I was younger, which was basically, you just freeze. And so you can sort of at least in that moment see the conditioned behaviour. So you might be just doing something and just stop yourself. It can be, you don't do it when other people are around because you might look like a weirdo, but it helps you that even if you just freeze for 10 seconds, and then you carry on, and when you carry on, you usually find you're much more aware of now what you're doing. And the more you do that, the more you then can see yourself, you could say. So that pause, I find, is critical for undoing conditioning.
I think that's absolutely correct. It allows you to step back from the doing to becoming the observer, and that really helps. And even if it's a few minutes a day, that's a wonderful way, and it actually recharges you. And see things from a different perspective. You're not involved in the situation, in the conversation, you're actually observing. You're stepping back from the conditioning. Yes. Anyone else? If you have no other questions, we'll stop for some biscuits and tea and just informally get to know each other.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for pausing from your busy schedules and coming here to meditate with us. Thank you. I will just pay respects to the Buddha.